producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Jennifer. How are you today?
Good. I just wanted to tell you I'm a really big fan. I've been listening to your show for years, and I like to listen to all the advice you offer.
Well, I thank you, Jennifer. How am I going to help you today?
Okay. My husband and I have been married. It'll be a year in May. We're both second marriages.
How old are you?
I'm 41.
Okay, how old is
45.
He? Okay, how long had he been divorced when you started dating?
I was divorced a year and a half, and he was divorced almost 5 years.
Great. And how long did you date before you got married?
We met each other in May-ish, the beginning of May. We started dating, and we married actually our first date. We married exactly a year later. He proposed to me that December on Christmas.
Okay, so you dated about 7 months, got married a year after you met.
Right, like we had met in early May, our first official date. We got married a year later on that date.
Right, very cute.
Okay. His idea. So, yeah.
Okay, very cute. We like sentimental men,
yeah,
don't we?
Is.
Yeah,
guy,
very
yeah.
cute. All right.
Yeah. So the dilemma is, again, he was married before, and so was I. I have one son, 11. He lives with us, and he has four children, varying in ages from 19 down to 10.
Okay.
There is absolutely no relationship with his children at all.
Why not?
They don't accept me.
Well, what was the relationship like for the 5 years before the two of you met?
It was fine because he'd never introduced anybody in his life. He tells me he dated a few women, but nothing ever got serious. He'd never, you know, brought any other women
okay.
into his children's
well,
life.
Well, what was his relationship like with their mom during that 5 years? Do you know?
We don't talk too much about it, but it's basically he pays child support. He picks
well, but I'm, what I'm focusing on is that maybe during that 5 years, one of two things probably happened. Either he actually had kind of a convivial relationship with his ex, so the kids essentially knew that the parents were divorced, but they spent holidays together and family events together, and essentially he sort of showed up for those things, or that he treated the kids somewhat of a kind of dates that he, you know, he took the kids.
Yeah, I think it was the latter of the two.
Yeah.
He picked them up, you know, several times a week. They do weekend things together. And
right. So has he stopped doing that now?
No. No, he continues to see them twice a week.
And you're not along on those?
No.
I think that's a mistake.
Okay. And, well, that's why I was asking, like, I'm not sure if I'm being a pushover here.
Well, it's one of those...
I listen to your show, and you always say, don't get involved, don't have opinions.
Well, I'm saying you should be a good friend and a good host,
right.
hostess in this
okay.
particular case. The problem is the kids are allowed to kind of divide and conquer on this one.
Okay.
And I think that that's probably hurtful to you
it is complicated
for him. And so maybe one of the things to do is if he picks the kids up, and look, there are four of them, and from 19 to 10 or 10 to 19, that's a huge age difference.
Right.
So maybe, for example, the 10-year-old is easy to deal with. The middle kid, not so much. The older kid, you can maybe... Is the older kid a girl or a boy?
Well, the oldest is a girl, and then the other three are boys. The older two have told him they want absolutely nothing to do with me. The younger two have made... He's said to them a few times, what if we went over to, you know, Jennifer's and blah, blah, blah. And their reaction to him is always, as long as mom doesn't know.
Well, I mean, I think that's... Look, the point is that they're feeling that embracing you means that they don't love her. And I think that, first of all, he needs to make it clear that you're not going to be their mom ever, that you're his wife. And I would sort of keep it low key, but I would be in the picture because I would be stupid and cheerful.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another areas of my life too.
Yeah, because I mean the 10-year-old presumably, you know, taking the 10-year-old, just calling up the 10-year-old, and I would divide and conquer. I would sort of take them on one at a time, because
okay.
otherwise it's four against one and you lose.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean the possibility of, for example, taking the younger one, saying, you know what, I haven't seen Ratatouille and I understand it's got rats in it. I'm kind of afraid of rats, so could you take me? You know, if I buy the popcorn, can we go see Ratatouille? And, I mean, I think that it's time for the kids not to feel that they're conflicted, but and the twice a week that he spends with the kids, and presumably he doesn't pick up all four of them at each time, that you go along with one of them. And I would just be incredibly charming, incredibly cheerful. And, I mean, the oldest girl is probably going to be your biggest problem because she was daddy's little date for all this, and now you're the competition. But she's not going to be 19 forever, and what I would do is just co-opt the little brat. You know, gee, would you like to go get a manicure? And she may be kind of snotty, and you just have to be cheerful and stupid for a while. But I would not, after a year of marriage, allow yourself to be invisible.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. But take it easy. Don't expect a lot of feedback. Don't let your feelings get hurt easily. Be stupid and cheerful. Okay. And take them on one at a time.
Okay, that sounds awesome.
All right?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it should be fun, and figuring out sort of fun things to do.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe even...
Would you think of, like, with the younger two? Because they've played soccer. We've done a couple of things, like... outside the home. They've played soccer. My son and I have met them, and we've watched their soccer games.
Yeah.
We've done things like that.
So that's fine.
That's okay to include my son in those things?
It's absolutely.
Not, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's not a matter of... we're trying to make things inclusive, not exclusive.
Okay.
And I think... What you don't want the kids to feel is dad has abandoned them for the second family. But what you also don't want them to feel is that, you know, that dad's wife is invisible, that she doesn't care about them. Because that's what they'll remember, is not that they were snotty to you, but that you didn't show up, that you showed no interest in them. And that's even no matter how snotty they are, that's how they'll view it. Molly, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm perky.
Good, that's good. I have a problem with my sister-in-law that we share a cabin at the lake with. We share property. We have individual family cabins. And in September, we weren't at the campfire, but we found out the next day that my sister-in-law and three of her friends got drunk, took off all their clothes, and danced naked around the campfire in front of about 15 people.
Well, who were the 15 people?
Husbands and other couples.
Well, they were all adults.
Yes, they were. Mid-40s.
Yeah. I mean, so tell me what... tell me, sweetie pie, what this has to do directly with you.
Well, I raised three daughters. She has two daughters. I'm just concerned with the message that it sends.
Well, first of all, there are no kids around. That was my first question.
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, no, Molly, my adorableness, that was my first question to you. Were there any kids around? And there were not. I mean, it seems to me that you certainly don't necessarily have to participate, but your sister, you and your sister-in-law are not joined at the hip, and presumably if somebody shows up at the campfire and starts to disrobe when you're there, you can say, no, that's a sister-in-law, not me. But I don't think it has anything to do with you.
Okay.
And I think that, you know, you can just let it go, and presumably, I mean, I don't know who blabbed. I don't know if they were blabbing because they thought it was funny or they were potsters. If they're a potster, I'd stay away from them, because if they do that to your sister-in-law, they'd probably do it to you as well.
Right.
But I would just, I mean, I think it's, everybody was an adult. I mean, it sounds more silly than anything else, although this is probably the moment as part of truth and disclosure to sort of admit to you that your mild-mannered psychologist has been known to skinny dip, but only with adults, and only when it was really cold out at night. But, I mean, who cares? I mean,
okay.
Bottom line, right? And
okay.
I think if you wade into this, you're going to do irreparable harm for no payoff. She'll just do it again to sort of prove that you can't push around. I don't think you have to approve it. I think I would just stupid and cheerful.
Okay.
All right?
Good enough. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. The issue about alcohol may also be involved here, that adults tend to do the stupidest things when they have dissolved their conscience in alcohol. And we know that that's one of the things that alcohol does. It's called the salt in a superego. The superego being the parental part of you that says, not a very good idea. But the good news is that we don't necessarily have to go around parenting other adults. And that's something to remind ourselves. That's why the issue of kids is really important at the campfire. I don't know, maybe it's National Earthquake Day. We've got naked sister-in-laws dancing around campfires and women collecting men's hair. Jeez Louise, who would have known? Who would have thunk it? 855-993-7569. You've got something that's kind of ordinary on your mind? Love to hear about it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, I thought what we would do is talk a little bit about two things that both concern women. I know love does as well, but that we're going to give that a rest temporarily. We've got some stuff on Facebook that you can respond to. But there was kind of, I think, surprising recommendation that came out of the CDC yesterday that said women of childbearing age who are not on birth control should not drink at all, because women don't know quite often when they're pregnant during the first month. And, you know, a lot of, I was actually talking with somebody about this yesterday, and they said, well, you know, I smoke and drink through my pregnancy with my son. And I started to say things like, well, yeah, and look, no, but I didn't do that. But the incidence of fetal alcohol syndrome seems to be increasing, which means there's probably some other factors involved than just straight alcohol. Because she's right that the prohibition against alcohol, or at least the recommendation against alcohol during pregnancy, is a relatively recent phenomenon. So if you're, I mean, I'm trying to think about how long it's been around, maybe 15, 20 years max, which means if you're over the age of probably 20, the likelihood is that your mom drank during pregnancy just because it wasn't viewed as particularly dangerous. It doesn't mean that she was an alcoholic, but there has not been any safe level of alcohol established for a woman to consume during pregnancy. And now, whether you're watching a romantic comedy or a television or a play or whatever, if a woman is at a bar or at a party and asks for water or apple juice, the assumption is she's pregnant or that it's me. I just don't tend to drink. But I've probably had more in the last year than I've had probably in the last, my entire life put together, just because, you know, I'm a Prosecco fan, and so people know that. But one glass of Prosecco is all I'm good for. So the question actually is, which the CDC is not really addressing, because as they say, there's no safe level that's been established. And the problem about alcohol is it tends to give everybody tunnel vision. So if we say, for example, a woman could have one drink safely and she has any problem with alcohol, that one drink could easily turn into a great deal more. So the assumption is that there is no safe level of alcohol consumption for a woman during pregnancy. And because, as the CDC points out, you obviously don't know when you're pregnant, that you shouldn't be drinking at all, which could be a tough sell in this country. So let's hear what people's response about it was. Oh, Jake, can you, you're getting the phone, right? All right,
Yes. So
I'll sort of deal with that. You get the phone, I'll deal with this a little bit more. My guess is it is going to be kind of a hard sell. Not so much for, let's say, a 30-year-old woman who's trying to get pregnant, but for a teenager. And what we know is that there is a direct link between alcohol consumption and sexual behavior. So, and when I saw the headline, that's what I assumed it was talking about, is that because date rape is such a scary phenomenon, that a lot of colleges, for example, are suggesting that fraternities not indulge in drinking behavior, and that alcohol is not allowed on campuses. Not so much because of the issue of fetal alcohol syndrome, but the issue of date rape. So, yeah, and that's what I assumed it was about, which was somewhat shocking in and of itself. But it's going to be a hard sell, I think. Be interesting to see what happens. All right, 855-993-7569. Kelly, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there. I love your show. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you, Kelly. How am I going to help?
I have a 13-year-old daughter who this year in school, just based on class situation, has kind of been separated from some of her closer friends.
Mm-hmm.
So she has made new friends this year and appears to be happy, but these girls do seem like there's a little more drama involved in their lives as far as boys and a bit of gossip and that sort of thing. So she appears to be happy. Anytime I try to bring it up, you know, is everything okay? How are friends? Things good at school? She gets a bit defensive. And I have recently read her Instagram account. And, you know, there's nothing huge, I guess, but except that there's a bit of the gossip stuff and the boy stuff. And I think I remember going through all that as well. But how do I bring this up with her? And do I tell her that I read her Instagram? And I need your advice.
All right. For just a moment, first of all, how many kids do you have?
I have three, and she's the youngest.
Okay. How does she do in school?
Very well.
Okay.
Makes friends easily. She's sporty. She's active. Has lots of friends. Like, you know, she still is in touch with the friends from last year, but they're just not her closer friends this year.
Well, the proximity, as you know, when you're 13 is a major issue.
Yeah.
So, and her friends with whom she was friends last year may be just as kind of, what's the word I want, social as the kids this year, because the difference between being 12 and 13 sometimes is a lot.
Yeah.
So the assumption that if she were with her old friends, her life would be a little more wholesome may not be accurate. Maybe.
And they are still all at the same school. They're just in different classes.
Yeah. So, yeah. And even if it were, even if the assumption was accurate, which I'm not sure it is, there's not much you can do about it. I mean, she's clearly moved into a different group.
Yeah.
What made you check out her Instagram?
I guess I just always let my kids know that I will check it every now and then, that...
And what's their response when you? And when's the last time you said to?
They roll their eyeballs a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, the older two have never. There's never anything that's occurred that's. You know, we're lucky. They've always been really good. But she, I just felt like something was going on with her, and that.
All right. Well, all right. Let's back up, because that's sort of what I was assuming. What was it that you felt? Give me the indication that made you a little hinky about this. What made you think?
So they're okay. So one of the girls that she does hang out with, they play rep soccer together. So I am part of the carpool, and when I drive this other girl, there's a little bit of whispering going on, and I will hear the other girls say, "Let's not sit with them today," and let's, you know, kind of exclusive discussion. And so I'll say to her after, "What did you think when so-and-so said that? Like, how did that make you feel? What do you think?" And she said, "Well, she's not always like that, and I'm not like that." And so, and
okay, said to your daughter, what did you see on her Instagram account that made you uncomfortable? What would you be referencing if you brought it up
so
to her?
She went to a birthday party. She was invited to a party with the old friends. And she lied to the new friends and didn't let them know that she went to the party because she had to miss a soccer game. And I guess she thought they'd be mad at her. And so she...
Okay. I mean, I think that's more of a legitimate issue than the whispering thing. I think the whispering thing, you have to be careful about not being a helicopter parent.
Okay.
Right. Let me put you on hold for just a second.
Sure.
I've got the K's back. Kayla's back. We'll do... Kelly and Kayla, I love saying this, and 13-year-olds and older. Stay tuned, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Kelly, who's got three kids, the youngest of them is 13, who's doing really great at school. But she's kind of shifted over to a new group of friends that are a little bit less wholesome, let's just say, than nothing really alarming, but just a problem. They're a little more secretive. So the issue about whispering in the backseat of the car, I'd probably let that go because, I mean, you know, you get, again, the difference between a 12-year-old and a 13-year-old, and it may be more dramatic with your child because youngest children tend to be in some ways younger than their chronological age. And so, especially if she'd been with friends for a long time, they may be just, she may have found a group of friends who were just a little less sophisticated than most of the kids, and now she's in with a group that's a little more sophisticated. Mm-hmm. So the change could be pretty dramatic from your point of view. Mm-hmm. The thing, the Instagram, especially where you've told the kids, your kids, that you're going to check them from time to time, I'd be careful about snooping per se.
Okay.
And I might even may not mention even specifically that you checked her Instagram. But I think the issue about lying to one group of people and doing something else is worth mentioning because it always comes back to smack you upside the head. Mm-hmm. And what I would say to her at this particular moment, it's not so much I checked your Instagram account, but, you know, I know that you went to spend time with your old friends, and I know that that can feel a little uncomfortable about your new friends, but you're the kind of person that is going to be able to go between groups probably your whole life. You're very social. People really like you. And if you get in the habit of not being honest with people because you feel they may not approve of what you're doing, you're going to sooner or later have a difficulty with both groups because nobody's going to trust you. They're going to feel that you're a liar. And while you're doing it, maybe not to hurt somebody's feelings or maybe not to get yourself in trouble or whatever, it's just not a very good idea. You cannot tell somebody something. You can keep a secret, but actually lying to somebody is not a very good idea because most of us are not really good at it. So people are going to know. Second of all, especially with social media, all one of your friends that has to do is post a picture that one of these people sees, and mm-hmm. and you're toast.
Yeah.
So that it's okay. The secrets in general are probably not a very good investment of your time and energy because it means that. And I would tell her the old chestnut of. That the idea is that three people can keep a secret as long as two of them are dead.
Okay.
And so if you get in the habit at this age of trying to please people, and when you're doing things that you don't think that they'll like very much, that you lie to them, it's a slippery slope, and you really don't want to do that. You're the kind of person that people like, mm-hmm. and people want you want to be around you. You don't want to exploit that, but you also don't want to lose your own personality by telling people things that you want them to hear. Mm-hmm. That be brave enough to understand that real friendship is based on honesty. And you don't have to be brutal with somebody. You don't have to say, wow, that makes you really look fat or he really hates you. But lying to people is not a very good investment.
Mm-hmm. Excellent advice. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah, and I would, and that way, the issue about whispering in the back seat of the car becomes subsumed instead of you saying, "Look, if I'm here, I want to hear," or that's rude, which she's going to have. She's 13, and it's a difficult age at best, but it becomes part of that larger issue of keeping secrets. Means that you either have to hurt somebody's feeling or you have to lie to them. And you can tell her one of my kinds of things, because I'm a professional secret keeper. I'm a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone says to me, can you keep a secret, I always say no. Because invariably, when someone says, can you keep a secret, it's something negative about somebody else, something either they did wrong or someone else did wrong, or it's gossip. So if you get in the habit of not keeping secrets and not keeping things from people and not listening to gossip and not passing on gossip, your life becomes much simpler.
That's
and I think
right.
that's the issue at this moment, mm-hmm. is not that she's with a little more sophisticated friends or that she's understanding the dynamics of friendship that get a little complicated, but that secrets are dangerous, that lying is treacherous. And she's not one of those kids who nobody likes, so she has to kind of barter some kind of charm. Everybody likes her, so she can be one of the role models for how to be righteous and stalwart and inclusive, not exclusive.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, take care.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Keila is kind of our dance away caller. It's kind of like a dance away lover, only different. Huh? Alrighty, what have I got here? Do I have time to do movie reviews here? I probably do, don't I? Yeah, I've got about 5 or 6 minutes, don't I?
Yeah.
All right. Should we? I mean, this. Look, I will tell you up front. This is not the time of year where, if you're a movie fan, you're going to just be covered in clover, right? The Oscars are coming up at the end of the month. Oh, I forgot the Oscars coming up at the end of the month as well.
Oh.
February. I think they're the 29th, are they? I think so. No, 28th. I think 28th. At any rate, so we've got one more thing to add to why February is a chock-a-block month. All right, so should we play? I'm not even sure that any of the movies that are playing this week are worth the fanfare. What do you think? Maybe we should just go.
I mean,
I don't know.
Let's
you want
to try it out.
All right, here you go. Or not.
Oh. Slight technical difficulty.
See, even the equipment doesn't think it's great movie months. All right, here we go. All right, let me be honest with you. I had to choose this month, this last week, I guess it was this week, between two movies, both of which are iffy, all right? I had to choose between seeing Hail Caesar and Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. I think I chose wrong. All right, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies is obviously, you know, Jane Austen with zombies, and I actually saw a clip of it, and it looks kind of silly. Let's face it, it's a mashup of we've got five daughters who've been trained as warriors, and one of them says, "I'm not trading a ring for a sword." Okay, and we got zombies. I'm not a zombie fan. What can I tell you? All right, so I chose, much to my own chagrin, Hail Caesar. Now, the reason I chose Hail Caesar is the cast, right? It's got George Clooney in it. It's got Channing Tatum. It's got Josh Brolin. It's got Scarlett Johansson, Seth Rogen. I mean, that's a pretty good cast, right? It's the Coen brothers. I mean, we love Blood Simple. We love Raising Arizona. We kind of liked Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? The rest of the Coen brothers, have not been on my must-see list for a while. Okay. The story is that Josh Brolin plays a studio head, and he's got his all-time star doing a sand and sandals epic, is kidnapped. This movie is almost 2 hours long. I mean, when it's not funny. It has a couple of sequences in it that are just magical. It also has Ralph Fiennes in it playing a movie director whose name is Lawrence Lorenz. And people keep calling him Lawrence when he keeps saying it's Lorenz. If you think that's hilariously funny. Channing Tatum plays, I guess, a Gene Kelly kind of guy who turns out to be gay and a communist. It turns out that... you know, I could tell you the plot, except it's stupid, number one. I don't know if this is satire. I don't know if this is supposed to represent old Hollywood, and these are people who really existed. It's homophobic. It is somewhat sexist. It's just, people were walking out of this. The person who probably comes off best in this is Channing Tatum, who gets to sing and dance. But I don't know what the point of this was. As I said, if it's satire, it's not sharp enough. It's not funny. The plot is something that just sort of, they pick it up and put it down and pick it up and put it down. There are a couple of sequences that are really brilliant, including the underwater ballet and the Esther Williams sort of lookalike, Scarlett Johansson. I mean, it seems to me, if this is supposed to be a satire of old Hollywood, that they waited till everybody who was in it died so they couldn't be sued. Because, I think I gave it half a star. There's one other movie, I guess I'll review it, well, which is called Tumble Down. It's got, is a story about well, I'll tell you when I come back, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy
to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Average weight loss in the study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm. Great foods. All part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of Nutra Crush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And we're just finishing up movie reviews. And again, movies this time of year are not necessarily going to stand up to a lot of scrutiny. My guess is that Kung Fu Panda Part 3 will be the number one movie again. There were a lot of people that wanted to go see Hail Caesar, but as I said, a lot of people walked out. It was really disappointing. Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies, I think, will have its own particular audience. Tumbledown is probably the best movie of the week, but it's a little movie. It's Rebecca Hall, whom I think is a very interesting actress. She plays the widow of a folk singer. And Jason Sudeikis plays a reporter who comes to interview her. They drive each other crazy, and it's sort of a vaguely romantic comedy. But I think both of them are really intelligent actors who are fun to watch. But it's a little movie, and it's certainly not going to appeal to everybody. So as I said, I think Kung Fu Panda actually did very well. It opened stateside with, I think, about $47 million, but it opened worldwide with about $75. It did very well in China. It was the number one movie, I think, in China, and the number one movie in Korea. So... And my guess is that we'll have another weekend at number one just because this week's movies are so-so. All right, I'm just trying to think. What have I got here? Well, I've got. Let's go back to the recommendations about women and alcohol, and because I think that it's going to be one of those things that if it actually works, that women who are in childbearing years, the CDC is saying between 13 and 44, who are not on birth control, should not be drinking at all.
Mm.
Which is an interesting phenomenon. Look, Mothers Against Drunk Driving changed the way that we viewed driving and alcohol, so maybe this will happen. I don't know, but let's see what people thought about it.
Okay. Kiana says, so insulting.
Why insulting?
She didn't elaborate.
Well, again, what I thought when I first saw the headline was that it was saying, and my response was the same as well. Wow, it's making women responsible for rape. That if they're drinking, that it's, but that isn't what it is at all. It has nothing to do with rape. It has nothing to do with lowering your threshold for sexual behavior. It has specifically to do with pregnancy and the idea that you may not know when you're pregnant. So it's, I don't think it's insult. I don't think the intent is insulting. I don't think it's insulting. It just seems to me that it's a little unrealistic. And maybe what they should do is establish more carefully about what the, although I guess they'd have to do it in animal studies, which is always iffy, about if is there a minimum level of alcohol that that is not dangerous to the fetus. And we know that alcohol does cross the placenta. So, but I don't know why insulting.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that either.
I think you need to call me about that one, Sugar. Or is that, or I think you in the same, you had the same misinterpretation that I did when I first saw it.
Right.
All right, what else we got?
Amy says, over the top.
Well, you know, I don't know what... I don't think the CDC's intent was to do anything except to say that I think that their point is severalfold. That I think about between 20 and 25% of all live births, children suffer from fetal alcohol syndrome, which can be devastating. Everything from low birth weight to failure to learn, failure to thrive, that alcohol is really very dangerous to fetus, to feti, to the emerging embryo, in especially in the first 3 months, but during the whole time, that there is no safe level, number one. Or I guess number one is actually that 50% of all births in the United States are unplanned. So, and what they're, I think what they're trying to do is be protective, but you know, I just think it's a bit futile to say women can't drink anymore. And I don't think they're doing it from a chauvinistic point of view as much as sort of saying, look, that we need to tell you that this is dangerous behavior to your fetus and that there's no safe level that's ever been established for the ability to drink when you're pregnant. And since you might be pregnant without knowing it, the only thing really to do is to make sure, if you're not on some kind of effective birth control, to not drink. I just think it's impractical. I don't think the attempt is chauvinism or being insulting or anything else. I just think it's trying to suggest a very real health issue. But I think they're going to have to do it in a different way. I just think saying to women, well, you can't drink, is just not feasible.
Yeah.
Well, so that was kind of interesting, but it is kind of alarming that people's response would be, mine is just, it's impractical, not that it's insulting to women. But as I said, before I read the article, I looked at the headline and I thought, well, that's great. Let's put the responsibility for sexual behavior directly on women's shoulders, that men can drink and get themselves stupid, but women have to be sober to say no. But that isn't what the article said at all. And it wasn't, it didn't even get close to that. So, but I think it's being discussed in a climate where that has been some of the issues that We talked about the documentary about date rape on campuses and the fact that alcohol has been banned on certain campuses because of the effect of sexual behavior. But that isn't what the CDC didn't have anything to do with that, or they didn't mention that at all. So, yeah. So you guys took umbrage, huh? Well, I guess take umbrage. All right. Let's, you know, I think rather than talking about women in the draft, because we're just almost out of time for today's program, between the idea of saving somebody's hair, dancing naked, and people taking umbrage at the fact that women who are of childbearing age should not be drinking, I think I can't deal with any more controversy of today. I think we have to figure out something else to do. So I'm not taking on women in the draft till tomorrow. One other kind of thing, other than the fact that today seems to be particularly prolific for earthquakes, is that NASA has just come out with a statement that says that the Earth may actually be two separate planets. For a long time, people have said that Theia bashed into the Earth, and so that's part of what happened with the Big Bang Theory. They're now saying that if that were the case, that the Earth and the Moon would be significantly different geologically, and they're not. So what they're saying is that the two smacked into each other and became one, which is kind of a new phenomenon and a new thought, that one sort of subsumed the other, and then the moon became a small chunk. So the more you know, the things that you think you know. All right, folks, if you're saving hair, give me a call, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.